Welcome to Glenn Neely's quarterly interview series. He is the founder of NeoWave Incorporated, which provides money managers and traders worldwide with detailed market strategies to enhance their trading results. Now, here is your host, Brandon Clay.
Glenn Neely, so good to chat with you again. Today we're talking a little bit more, but this time it's going to be something different compared to our previous conversations. We're talking options. So last year, January 2018, you started a new service related to options, forecasting options, trading. Talk to me.
I actually integrated, and it's not a new service, it's an integrated part of the previous service. So in the past, before 2018, I only followed four markets for equities trading, which was the four ETFs for the S&P, for gold, for T-notes, and the euro currency. And that was the SPY, TLT, GLD, and FXE. And after, you know, I've been doing this for most of my career, which is now 36 years.
Awesome.
But the last 3 years prior to 2018, those three of those four markets, not counting the S&P, but gold, T-notes, and the euro, were so dead that they had stayed in the same range, all three of them, for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so there was just no trading opportunities. And I realized we were missing a lot of, you know, missing out a lot, even though I thought having four completely individual independent markets would be a good way to, you know, trade and track markets. Those three out of four were just doing nothing for so long that we hardly had any trading to do in those three markets. So I finally just, you know, gave up, got tired of waiting, and decided we had to begin expanding into many more markets. So for 2018, I did an experiment, and I actually traded or started analyzing all 8,600 stocks and ETFs on all the major exchanges. I had programmed scanning technology into TradeStation, and it would go through and apply all these different criteria and try to find, you know, viable investments, oversold or overbought conditions for various ETFs and stocks. But after doing that for a year and doing a survey of all my customers, most of them really didn't like the individual stock strategy, and they just wanted to stick to ETFs and phasing out all of our individual stock positions, and just kept our ETFs, and have now focused only on, you know, the top 50 to 100 most active ETFs on all the exchanges, and using those to trade directly or through options. And the reason I began using options is because after doing a lot of research for a few years in preparation for this transition or this improvement to the service, I began to realize that it's possible to make money from markets when they aren't going anywhere. And that was the biggest problem, because three of them hadn't been going anywhere for 3 years. Mm. So I realized that by selling option premium on gold or GLD and TLT and FXE, that we could actually make money if the market did absolutely nothing. And so that's the reason I began researching and studying option strategies and integrating them into the service, so that we could start, you know, hopefully making money when the markets aren't going anywhere, or if they're just chopping around like they've been doing for the last year and a quarter.
Okay. So let me back up for just a second, because there may be some listeners that aren't very familiar with options. I mean, could you give maybe a real brief definition of what options are and how you might use them?
Well, options are a right to purchase an equity or an ETF at a particular price in the future, and they always have an expiration date. Most of them expire within 3 to 6 or 9 months. Most people probably don't trade them much longer term than that. And a lot of people trade very short-term options looking for extreme leverage. But let's say you are buying gold, which we did a few months ago, right near the lows. And just recently, let me look up on my chart here. Just recently, we sold some GLD options because I thought gold was getting close to a short-term top. And that means, you know, if it's going to go sideways, the profit we have would just stagnate, or we could even start losing money on the position if the market started to sell off. So we actually sold some options. Let me look up the exact details here. We sold the June 123 calls. So by doing that, we actually can bring in some money while this position, while this market goes sideways. The amount of money that was collected is called premium. So when you write an option, they give you the money instead of charging you for the position. So if you were to buy an option, you obviously pay the money and it's, you know, taken out of your account and it's either gone, or when you sell the option, you can get some or all or more than all of your money back. When you sell it, you're limited to only a specific amount of potential profit, but every single day that passes, the amount of value of that option declines. It's a very small amount, and it gets much faster. The decay of the option value decays much quicker the last month of the option. But I sold some June contracts here and brought in $2,900 in premium. And if I can wait out all the way to the end of June and hold that position the entire time, then I'll automatically make, you know, $2,900 extra, even if the gold market goes sideways for the next 5 months.
Awesome.
March, April, May, June, 4 months. So that's the benefit of options. It allows you to be less specific and less accurate. It sort of allows for a lot of fuzziness to your trading and analysis. You don't have to get the exact top or the exact bottom. You don't have to have precise stops. You can make money while the market goes sideways. With this position, if I pull up the analysis on it, and I can actually tell you exactly what will happen. In this position, as long as gold closes at 123, which was the strike price of that short call, as long as it closes at 123 or higher, I'll make the entire full premium on that option. And anything from 123 or higher, the amount that I'll make into expiration will be the exact same amount, which will be $7,160. If it sells off, as it sells off, the premium will decay faster, but the long position that I have will also start losing money. So okay, the point where the position breaks even won't occur until about 114. So we would have to drop approximately 7% from current, maybe 8% from current levels to break even. If I hadn't sold that option, then the break-even point would be at 118. So it gives me four additional points of buffer for the market to play around and for me to still make money. So the market can drop more and I can still end up making money. If I hadn't sold that, then I would start losing money a lot sooner. So that's one of the major benefits of writing options premium. It does limit upside. Like if it goes up a lot, I'm not going to make any more than the $7,600, but it also allows a lot of more downside and still not losing money.
Just to confirm with you related to writing and selling, this is one of the things that you were going back and forth between writing an option and selling an option.
Yeah,
that is
they're
the
synonymous.
Same thing.
Yeah,
okay. Just want to make sure for people who may not be familiar with it. And also to confirm the way you've been talking about it, the strategy that you're employing seems to be a writing or a selling strategy, not a purchasing or a buying strategy of options. Is that correct?
No. I buy calls or I buy long stocks, and then I'll generally, if you're in an uptrend, then I'll sell premium on those positions at the point where it looks like the market's reaching resistance or might go through a correction. So whenever it is at a point where you think it might stop advancing for a while and or start declining, that's when you can write options against a position. Generally, I prefer to get in what's called a naked option or a naked stock position at some oversold condition, then let the market bounce. And during the bounce is when you want to sell the premium. And when you do it this way, your profit potential is greater. You can lock in, you know, more profit. if you sell the option at the same time you buy the stock or the long call, then your profit potential is less, but it still gives you much more buffer on the downside. So the primary purpose of selling premium is to increase the amount the market can drop and you'll still make money. So, you know, a lot of people make the mistake when they're trading, they're trying to make as much money as possible and they forget about the risk they're taking. So, you know, they may buy an option with 1 or 2 weeks, they'll spend $1,000 and hope to make 10 times their money or 20 times their money. But in that situation, the odds of losing are probably 95% out of 100. So my goal, and what should be the goal of any professional trader, is return of your capital is more important than return on your capital. So you always want to try to get your money back first, and then everything else is just, you know, what they say in Louisiana, lagniappe, it's extra. So, you know, you want to try to always get your money back, and writing premium increases your chances of getting your money back.
Excellent. You also broached the subject in the answer there that it's not just a writing of the option. Sometimes you're going along the stock and maybe writing an option on top of that position. So some of this strategy that you employ and presumably is integrated into the service involves multiple positions. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So right now for our customer account, I have to look it up real quick. We currently have about almost 20 positions in all ETFs currently. So, and some of those are singles, which means they're just long a call or long a put, which means we're either bullish or bearish. And let me just check. I can give you a percentage here. I would say about half of them, maybe a little bit more than half, are covered positions where we have a long stock and a short call, or a long call and a short call. So, you know, it's called a covered position where you're limiting your potential but also limiting your risk. And then about a little bit less than half of them are directional trades. And most of these are very recent new directional trades. So my hope, of course, is that the market will move somewhat in our favor. And then after it does, if it's, you know, moved 20, 30, 40% in our favor for the options, then I'll write some options on those positions to bring in an extra amount of money, reduce the overall risk of the position, and allow us to make money if the market goes sideways.
Okay. And do you view your positions as sort of like a portfolio of positions? You're not betting on any one particular? Okay.
Yeah. So that's another important criteria that a lot of people, when they trade, are looking for that one great, you know, trade, and they want to focus on that situation. But then, of course, if your analysis is wrong or your timing is off, you know, you may buy an option that expires before the move happens. So it's a good idea to spread your probabilities around, spread your risk around. So, you know, a lot of times things will just happen you don't expect. Like, you know, I'm sure many of you have seen crazy stuff happen with Tesla, where all of a sudden out of the blue, it's zooming way up or zooming way down. And these kind of events are mostly unpredictable. And you want to be there when it happens, but you don't necessarily know when it's going to happen. So by spreading your risk around and then only focusing on positions that are making money and losing money, or, you know, significant amount, not things that are just barely making or losing money, then you can actually take strategies that address the good positions and the bad positions. So, for example, in TradeStation, there's the ability to export all of your positions into an Excel spreadsheet. And I've paid my programmer to design this very sophisticated exporting process that organizes all my positions based on whether they're, you know, puts or calls, whether they're single positions or whether they're covered positions, whether they're making money or losing money, and how much and what percentage, and all these details. And then it highlights the positions that are at risk and highlights the positions that are making a lot of money. So if a position is, say, making more than 30, 40%, then that's one that'll be highlighted, and we can use a protective strategy such as writing premium to enhance the profit potential of that position. If a position is losing 20 to 30%, we can have, or that position will be highlighted in red, and then I can address that by starting to scale out. That's another thing that most people don't do when they trade. They don't want to pay attention to stuff that's losing money because they don't want to be wrong. So they just sort of ignore the bad stuff, hoping it's going to get better. Mm-hmm. And the good stuff, they tend to want to get out very quickly because they're all excited they're making money. So they're doing exactly the opposite of what really creates a profitable long-term portfolio. You want to let your profits run. I'm sure you've heard that saying before.
Yep.
And cut your losses short. So by having multiple positions, 10 to 20, maybe even 30, I usually have about 30 generally, where you spread all your risk out and you only risk 2 or 3% per position. So your total risk is maybe, you know, approaching 100%, but they're in all kinds of different strategies, long, short, hedged, not hedged, covered, and so forth. And then you have this spreadsheet that I print out, and it just tells me which ones to focus on. The ones that are starting to lose too much, I start scaling out of them in thirds, you know, a third each day until the position either improves or until I'm completely out. And the positions that are doing really well, I'll start writing premium on so that I enhance their profit potential and protect some of the, you know, profits. And then if it really starts making a lot of money, then I'll start scaling out of the profitable positions also in stages. So if they're up like 60%, I might get off a third. This is for options, by the way. If they're up 90, maybe another third. And if they're up 120 or more, maybe get the whole position off. So you're always wanting to scale out of your losers quicker and hold your winners longer and protect them over longer periods of time.
So it's helpful to hear the philosophy behind what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing. I'm thinking about the trader on the other side, though. And, you know, they're not going to have all this information that's in your head and what you're doing. Of course, it's that they want to know why you're doing it. But Are you telling them? Are you saying, okay, it looks like this position isn't working out as well as we'd like it to. I want you to go ahead and scale out.
Oh,
is the
yeah,
service?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Do it all the time. We just did that today. I can read you what I said today.
Let's do it. Yeah.
We have a position in the IWM, which is the Russell 2000. Mm-hmm. And so I said, this market continues to rally against our position. If you have more than one put spread open, exit half of all remaining positions and keep the other half. This position continues to move against us later this week. We will probably exit the remainder. So that's an example of getting out of a position. We'd already taken off a third of that position earlier in the week. And let me see if there's another example here where we hedged a position.
And by hedging, it's going in your direction, but you want to make sure that you're protecting your profits?
Yeah, when I say hedge, I'm saying that we're looking to write premium on a position that's already making money and doing well.
Perfect.
So like we have a position, let's see, GLD, that's the perfect example. I mentioned that to you earlier, and that's in the June contract. So I got to pull up my June. Okay, so I said on December 26, this long position is making more than 35%, which gives us a chance to reduce the cost and risk of this position. Neely River and my Mode Index tell us this market is getting close to resistance. And if you look up the 25th of December, let's see what that looks like. Give me a second. Okay, December 25th. So that was about 4 days before it peaked out. Okay, so wait, hold on. I gave you the wrong information there. That was about a few days before it peaked out in January. Then we went sideways for most of the entire month of January. Okay, so I said, let's write the June 123 calls. And when we wrote those, 123 was about a dollar or two above where the market was trading to bring in some rent money while we wait for the soon expected correction. And the correction started, let me see once again. So this was on the 25th. It peaked 4 days later, and then it went sideways for 3 weeks. So that allowed us to collect some premium while the market went sideways. And that's a perfect example of using that so that you're not just waiting and not making money. You're actually making money while you're waiting.
Perfect. So, and I'm trying to put myself in the other traders' shoes. Is there, as they're looking at these updates that are coming out, about how many trade adjustments, new trades, that sort of thing are happening each month?
That's hard to say. I mean, it depends on how active the markets are, but let's see, this is, I mean, I don't know, maybe one or two or three a week. So something like that.
Okay. Okay.
And, so and, one to and, three a week.
One to three a week, and then per adjustments to each of those positions? Or
no,
is
I'm
that
saying one... the total number of trades or adjustments, probably one to three per week, you know, okay. So one to three updates per week approximately, but it just really depends on how active the markets are.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty reasonable, because if you're doing one to three a week, you're looking at 4 to 12 per month. That's not a lot of activity for the trader.
And a lot of these are not new positions. They're just protecting old ones or scaling out of, you know, ones that are making money or scaling out of ones that are already being held. So that's including everything. It's not new positions.
Got it. And of course, this is the only options service that's out there that's following the NeoWave strategy. Is that correct?
Right. Well, it's a combination of NeoWave for forecasting and what I call Neely River, which is a trading technology. So Neely River helps me to fine-tune entries a lot better than Wave Theory can. Wave Theory is great at the extremes and is great at telling you the direction or trend of a market, but it's not so great at telling you exactly how to enter a position, exactly where to put your stops, especially when you're far from the beginning or end of a trend. It's not going to tell you what kind of options to buy. It's not going to tell you time frames necessarily. So I use it more for direction, and then I use River Theory for specific entry points and stop placement and targets and so forth.
Well, so let me kind of wrap it up as we're thinking about this options service. If somebody's interested in trading options, somebody is interested in following an Elliott Wave strategy, specifically an enhanced Elliott Wave strategy like NeoWave, and if somebody wants a simple sort of strategy with not very many updates throughout the month, doesn't take a whole long time to trade this. We're only talking about ETFs, not individual stocks, worrying about earnings reports. This is the kind of service they'd be interested in. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, they also can pick which categories they want. We have four major categories. We have ETFs and world equities. So we're trading equities and options on all the major ETFs in the US that represent, you know, world economies and different categories of the US economy. Then we have a real estate and fixed income category, which is a lot less active than our world equity category. We have a commodity category, which would include gold and silver and, you know, different commodity ETFs. And then we have a currency ETF, which also would include Bitcoin. We haven't had any trades there, but I'm hoping that we will. So it includes Bitcoin and Euro and all the different currencies.
Awesome. Super helpful, Glenn. Thanks so much for your time going over this awesome service, and I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
NeoWave Incorporated is a financial publishing firm and provides trading and forecasting services. All opinion is intended for informational purposes only. NeoWave is not an investment advisor or a registered securities broker or dealer. Nothing provided constitutes a recommendation or solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities. Past results are no guarantee of future performance. For more information, check out www.neowave.com/terms.asp.